Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Chris Sinzak and Aaron Camaro.
In a world without the Headbangers Ball, without good radio stations or rock magazines on the shelf at the grocery store, how are you supposed to find out about the latest and greatest new bands in hard rock and metal music? Well, that's what you got us for, the Decibel Geek Podcast. My name is Aaron Camaro, joined as always by my awesome friend and kick-ass co-host, Mr. Chris Sinzak. How you feeling, brother?
Feeling fresh. How are you?
Feeling fresh, yes. We're going to bring it today just like we love to do. You know, we always say it. People say all the time, you know, man, I love Guns N' Roses and I love Metallica and I love all these legendary bands. And we've been talking about it a lot lately. What are we going to do when these bands are gone? So in the spirit of talking about this a lot lately, we thought we're going to do what we do best. And we're going to turn you on to the future of rock music. And there's no better way to do that than an episode of Fresh Blood.
Yeah, excited for this one. There's several artists that we've been wanting to play for a while. And we're going to do this more often because there's so much good music out there.
Yep, most definitely. One of my favorite things that I love to do with Decibel Geek is, you know, do what we got to do to keep rock and roll in this kind of music. You know what? There are great bands out there. You're not hearing it on the radio station. MTV don't even play music videos, and they haven't for 100 million years, it seems like. You're never going to see a Hit Parade or a Metal Edge in your Kroger magazine section ever again. Somebody's got to do something. When there's so much good music out there, it's our duty and our pleasure to turn people onto it. So that's what we're going to be doing today. One of our favorite things, and we know you guys love it too. So before we get to all that, you know us, we got to take care of the business at hand. It's reviews and recommendations. We love them. You can give them to us on Apple Podcasts, on podchaser.com, which is a great website that you can review all kinds of different podcasts and learn about all kinds of different podcasts. And we also love those Facebook recommendations. We got two of them here today. This first one, it is an Apple Podcast review. It's got all 5 stars, just like we like them. And it's entitled, My Go-To Podcast. I've been listening for quite a while now, and this is my absolute go-to show. Love the knowledge of rock and roll music, especially from my era. My first show, Fraley's Comet in Charlotte back in 1987. Second show, that was Crew on the Girls Tour with Guns N' Roses opening, also in Charlotte, North Carolina. Thank you for taking the time to keep the memories intact and showing us some newer music that's harder to find. Keep up the great work and always looking forward to the next episode. Man, that's a great review right there. Comes to us from Chad70, Apple Podcast review from right here in the good old USA. Gotta love that. Sounds like one of our people.
Yeah, totally. And I'm jealous of the shows you got to see.
Yeah. Fraley's Comet in 87, Crew with GNR. Man, gotta love that. Awesome. But he's right, you know, loving the legends, keeping all that in our hearts, but turning people on to new music. That's how we do it. That's exactly what we're doing today. Then we got another one here. It's a Podchaser review. It's short, it's sweet, it's got all 5 stars, so I don't care. Comes to us from Jack Handle.
Jack Handle.
It goes a little something like this. Hey, not that bad.
That was Deep Thoughts with Jack Handel.
Hey, I don't care. It's got all the stars. That's what we like. So when somebody's looking for a great new hard rock podcast to listen to, they find that and they go, hey, not that bad. I might check that out.
The new Decibel Geek elevator pitch. Yeah, not that bad.
Yeah, exactly. We should get some t-shirts. Decibel Geek. Not that bad.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Definitely. It's got all the stars. That's what we like. So we appreciate everybody that's ever taken the time to leave us a review, whether it be long and epic, short and sweet, whatever it is. You give us them stars, we're going to love it, and we're going to read it right here on the show every time we get the opportunity. So if you want to hear your review read on the show, give us those stars, make it sweet, and we'll do it right here on the Decibel Geek Podcast. Man, we love it when the people get together and they help us out spread the word. You know, we're a part of Pantheon Podcasts. If you guys are looking for more music podcasts, these guys have all the best. Go check them out, Pantheon Podcast. Check out their roster. They're adding new ones all the time. Do you love the band Weezer by any chance? Because if you do, I want to tell you, Pantheon has a Weezer podcast. It's true.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, dedicated entirely to that band. So if that's your jam, you got to love that. So check out Pantheon. They got that. They got us. They got Cobras and Fire. They've got the Return of the Rock and or Roll podcast. A lot of our favorites and a whole lot more for you to discover over with Pantheon. So they got our backs. Have their backs too and go check them out. Give them a like on Facebook and follow them because they're going to give you announcements of all the different cool podcasts that they got. You might find something you love. Other than that, right. You know us. We got the Facebook page. We want you to like that. We want you to join the Decibel Geek community on Facebook. It's a group where that's where all the conversation's happening at. That's where this whole party comes together and everybody gets their rock conversation on at the Decibel Geek community. So join up with that. If you want to become a Decibel Geek VIP, we are getting pretty damn good at putting out extra content for you guys. We just got done recording a new Chris and Aaron show, and we just recorded a new episode of the Torpedo Dudes. That's right, our KISS podcast exclusive for Decibel Geek VIPs. You want to be one? Head on over to patreon.com, type in Decibel Geek, pick your level of commitment, and get your extra content. Turning over leafs here, people. We're doing good. We're bringing you more. That's our biggest complaint we always get. We just want more. So we're working on giving you guys more Decibel Geek than maybe you can even handle. It's true.
Yeah, we're gonna you know, do the best we can. And yeah, you have a lot more content coming your way for sure.
Mm-hmm. I know the people that love all that news the most. These are the people. They find our episodes when we release a new one. We make the announcement on Facebook. We make the announcement on Twitter. They take those posts. They tweet them, retweet them, share them, maybe reshare them. And when they do that, a list gets compiled of everybody that's done it. Chris gets that list, and these people are our honorary Geeks of the Week.
Geeks of the Week this week are Adam Cox, Rockin' Ron Runyon, Kristen Schimbeck, Jeffrey Mendenhall, Jam Session Radio, Kevin Williams, Andy Rodriguez, William Douglas, Darren Parkin, Mark Alden Taylor, Mark and Jerry BS Sessions, Freeform Rock Podcast, The Bakery Podcast, Aaron Baker, Shane Hebert, Rob Webb, Mike Parnell, Jason Warden, Simon Katz, Steve Sablesky, The Rock and Metal Profs Podcast, John Phillips, David Cathy, Will Honeycutt, Doug Fox, Jay Shablewski, Steve, Eladio, Keith Rockford, Kevin's on Fire, Ernesto Aguiar, Vet Halen, Joseph Capone, Scott Crouch, and as always, the Mooger Fooger.
I was going to say them tequila-loving Mooger Foogers. But you got to be a Decibel Geek VIP to hear that horrible story.
It was very entertaining, though.
It's a nightmare, but it's probably pretty entertaining. Hear all about that on the latest episode of the Chris and Aaron Show. Love the Mooger Foogers. Had a blast with them when they were in town this last week.
Yeah, me too. Love those guys.
You ready to get to it?
Yeah, let's turn some people on to some new music with some fresh blood.
All right, so what have we been preaching around here since as long as this show's been going? Well, it's that as much as we love to pay tribute to and celebrate the legends of hard rock and classic metal music, the future is in our hands. Seriously, we've been talking about this a lot lately. It's come up because of all the different lead singers having issues right now, talking about the guys that have been around forever. We know that they're not going to be here forevermore. So we have to start looking to young bands that are coming out to carry the torch of rock and roll into the future. And with the platform we have with Decibel Geek, it's the perfect way to do that. And that's what this is all about. It's fresh blood, and it's all about Chris and myself turning you guys on to the future of hard rock and metal music.
Yeah, this is. I'm excited for this one. It seems like every time we do this, we get such great response to it, and people love getting turned on to new bands, and even the bands themselves tend to, you know, support us on, you know, getting their music out there to a bigger audience. And I think both of us picked some really awesome stuff this time.
Yeah, I think we got a pretty good track record of knowing our audience, and our audience knows us. So if we like it, odds are out of these 10 songs we're going to be showcasing today, you're going to find something you love. And I think I'm going to start it off the right way with something I know you're going to love, and this is a brand new band called Skills. It's a brand new band, but these aren't brand new players. These are people you know. It's got Renan Zonta from the Electric Mob singing the vocals. It's got Brad Gillis, legendary guitar player in the band. You need a bass player? How about Billy Sheehan? Yeah.
He's pretty good.
He's pretty good. And he's got an awesome drummer to help him lay down the rhythm with David Huff from Giant.
Nice.
Talk about a super group. Holy shit.
Yeah, I heard about this, and I didn't get to check them out until you made the pick, and I was like, well, that's really cool. And then the video's recorded right here in Nashville at East Irish Studios, which is a place I've been to before. It was kind of cool to see all those guys in one room together.
Yeah, it is pretty cool, especially being from here in Nashville and seeing that video, and it's got like the sign for Berry Hill mm-hmm. and all that. And I drive through that area all the time in my adventures at work, and it is really cool, and it's kind of... It's a neat thing to be in a city where you go, you know what? The rock stars are coming here and they're creating, and I like that. And man, this band is creating some really, really good stuff. I want you to check it out because it's new and it rocks, and I think you're going to like it. This band called Skills, and they got them. Here's a song called Blame It on the Night.
Sweet lady looking down.
Good stuff.
You got to love it when Frontiers, you know, they got so many awesome bands on their roster. And then what Frontiers does a lot of times is mix and matches different components from different bands to create these supergroups. And sometimes they're winners, sometimes not so much. But skills, oh yeah, this one's a winner. They got a new album coming out, their first. It's called Different Worlds. It comes out May 13th. Like I said, Frontiers Records, man. They're on the case in 2022, man. That's a great way to start things off right there.
Yeah, and I like hearing, you know, Brad Gillis playing with Billy Sheehan because, you know, Brad, you know, Night Ranger doesn't get talked about as much as far as, like, really great guitar stuff. And Brad Gillis has, you know, done some amazing stuff over the years. So it was cool to hear those two get paired up together. And also the guy from Electric Mob singing. You know, we've played Electric Mob on the show before. Very, very talented band. And, yeah, and then, of course, you know, you got the guy from Giant playing drums. And Giant's kind of one of those unsung heroes of that era. So it was cool to hear that combination of players.
Yeah, I dig it, man. I'm looking forward to the new album coming out. You guys can look forward to that. I'm sure you can pre-order it now.
Good stuff. So, yeah, so we're gonna stay in Nashville for my first pick, and I've been wanting to play this band for a while. It's a local Nashville band called Lydia's Castle, and Tanya Leanne on vocals. And those of you that were a Rockin' Pod, you might have gotten helped by her because she was one of the volunteers that we had for Rockin' Pod. She's awesome, an amazing singer. Cody Denton on guitar, Corey England on bass, and a guy named John Wysocki on drums. Now, that name might be familiar to some of you because John Wysocki was the drummer for Stained for a number of years. And, yeah, played on like all their biggest stuff. And actually, because of him and doing research, I found this, you know, and I only really got into Stained like for their first couple of records. And I remember seeing them play live at a place called City Hall in Nashville. It's another venue that's defunct now, but it was them opening for Seven Dust, and John was the drummer for that show. And they were actually really good live because of, you know, researching that, you know, John Wysocki through this. I found this documentary, like Stained, I guess, put out a self-titled album, which was like their last record. And they did a documentary on the making of the record, and man, there's some drama in that. That's worth watching on YouTube, even if you're not a fan of Stained, because there's some pretty funny interactions, and I don't think John Wysocki would be happy about, you know, people watching it, but it was interesting. Wow. But yeah, but like they put out their debut single Phoenix back in February, and they're going to release more singles throughout the year, and that's going to be a trend in my picks today for the most part. Bands are just releasing songs by themselves now, it seems, not so much albums, and they're going that route with this. But this is the newest one, I believe, and it's an awesome song called Falling Into Place.
Thank you.
can keep up with all things Lydia's Castle at lydiascastle.com.
Man, that's pretty killer, man. I like that.
Yeah, Tanya's got a hell of a voice. And yeah, I was really, really impressed by this. And I've been wanting to play them on the show for a while. So yeah, got happy to get that on there.
Nice. So far, so good. Proven that rock is still alive in 2022 with all these awesome young bands coming up. I got one for you to check out. As a matter of fact, we're all going to check it out together because last week on the Ask Us Anything episode, Jay Shablewski asked if we'd ever heard of a band called Space Panther. Right. And Chris had, but I hadn't. And I wanted to check it out. You told us that it was totally 70s-style glam rock. Man, you weren't lying. So let's check it out together. This is Space Panther and a song called Heat Wave.
She's so hot, she's a wildfire. Like looking at the sun through a magnifier. I sure wanna take a temperature. Cause she give me fever.
Decibel Geek Podcast. I think it's pretty cool. You definitely hear like the T-Rex and stuff like that in it.
Yeah, it's got the kind of T-Rex meets Ziggy Stardust type sound to it. And great album cover too, with a big platform boot on the cover.
Yeah, I dig that, man. Very cool. It's got that sexy 70s thing. They themselves, they're a New Jersey supergroup. They want to trigger a total global 1970s glam rock revival. Take the excitement of the Sweet, the power of Slade, the swing of T-Rex, and the boldness of Bowie. Mix it all up, and you have an idea of what a Glandemic is all about. They're bringing it. That's it right there. People turning us on to stuff. We're turning you on to it, and the rock and roll world goes round and round. Check out some more Space Panther. They got a bunch of cool songs out there, and they got new music coming out all the time.
That's cool. And, you know, the 70s glam era, especially a lot of the British groups, we haven't really exposed a lot of that stuff on the show. We should do like a 70s glam rock show at one of these points.
That'd be pretty cool. I dig a lot of that stuff.
All right, now for something completely different. I'm going to play a band called Living Wreckage, and you may not know the band, but you definitely know at least one of the players. They're formed by members of Death Ray Vision, Downpour, Let Us Pray, and also including, of note, Anthrax and Shadows Fall guitarist Jonathan Danaeus, who is actually a listener of Decibel Geek. So
yeah.
I'm excited to play this, and they're described as somewhere between Skid Row and Pantera. It's a heavy band, but they're not afraid of melody. Although this song I'm about to play is pretty damn heavy. I've been wanting to feature them for a while, so I'm excited to turn our metalhead listenership onto this one. It's Living Wreckage with their single Breaking Point.
Fire it!
good stuff. And Living Wreckage is already out doing shows. You can keep up with them on Instagram and Facebook.
Ah, yeah. Thrash metal lives. I love it.
Yeah, and man, Jonathan's playing on that is just fucking stellar.
Yeah, you can't help but jam along to that, man. My head was rocking the whole time.
Yeah, I love that stuff. Excited to hear more from them. There's only two songs they've released so far. Both of them are great. So, yeah, I'm excited to hear more stuff. I think they're going to have a full-length album out this year.
Hell yes. I will be purchasing that album because I love that. It's got like, it's almost got like Anthrax or like an old school Testament sound to it in that song.
Yeah, it's definitely a throwback, but still sounds kind of modern.
I love it. That would fit right in there with any of that.
Yep.
Good stuff. All right, here's one. I think I'm going to qualify this one as fresh to me, because they've been around for a minute, but they haven't really got the attention that I feel like they deserve. This is a band from the UK. They got a new EP coming out. It's called Beggars, Thieves, and Everything in Between. It's pretty killer. I think you guys are going to really dig this. The band's called Electric Black. They're young. They're hungry. They're up and coming, and they're bringing the rock. This one's called Calendar Queen. Biggest band in the world, but we can help change that. You know, all you got to do is get the word out about them. There's great bands all over the place. You know, that's what we try to do with Fresh Blood, is give a little spotlight to a band that's keeping rock alive. These guys, I think, coming up, let's see, the last weekend in April, they're doing this thing in Swansea in the UK called the Station 18 Festival. One of the top bands on there is The Treatment.
Oh, we like them.
We like The Treatment. So if they're spending time with The Treatment, they're in good company. A bunch of other good bands on that bill, too. So if you're in the UK, you definitely want to check out the Station 18 Festival coming up the last weekend in April. And I tell you, Electric Black's going to be there. All these bands we're talking about today, they've got Facebook pages. So in the very, very least, the easiest thing you can do for these bands is just give them a like on their Facebook page. If you dig it, check out their music. Buy it. Get a t-shirt and watch for them for when they're coming to your town. Follow these bands so that you never miss out. You can bring your friends to the concert and your friends are going to say, "This is amazing. How did you know about this band?" You say, "Well, you know, I'm on the cutting edge of things. And I'm friends with Decibel Geek." That don't hurt either.
No, I like them a lot. I think I was really impressed with that and love the band name, Electric. How has nobody used the name Electric Black already?
Yeah, that's pretty wild. I hadn't thought about that, but yeah, I'm like, are you sure it's not taken? No, man, we checked everywhere. It's not taken. I can't believe it. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's such a perfect band name for a rock band.
Yeah, I dig those guys a lot, man. I'm looking forward to hearing more stuff from them, and I'm definitely going to be picking up that EP.
Yeah, that's good. All right, so for my next one, another great band name, Crash Midnight. I mean, how cool is that band
name? That's another great name. Where'd that one never get picked up before?
Yeah. Formed in Boston, based out of Vegas since 2018, Crash Midnight is a, quote, collision of classic 70s festival rock with a punk swagger. And I think you'll agree when you hear this. They already have tours under their belt supporting the Pretty Reckless and Seven Dust. And I've really enjoyed what I've checked out so far from this band. They've got a new single that's really good, but a tad ballady, so I thought I'd introduce you to one of their more in-your-face songs today. This is Crash Midnight with their 2021 single, Blackout.
Just thinking around, it's not this time.
really good, solid rock and roll. And there's so much good stuff out there today. You just have to dig for it.
And it's not even that hard. You know, even that's the beautiful thing about doing the Fresh Blood is that, like, when it comes time to do the research for it, even if I'm pressed for time, it's a joy. It's a treasure to be able to take a little time to force myself to go find new music. And in most cases, it don't take too long, you know, because there is so much good stuff out there. We could probably do Fresh Blood and that be the show, you know, and do that every single week.
Easily. Yeah. I mean, I always have, like today, I've got like five other ones that were in contention for this episode. Yeah. So then I'll just pocket them for the next time.
Exactly. Because we're not going to stop promoting new rock music because we got to keep it alive. We know you're with us. Get on that Facebook group, the Decibel Geek Community. Share your favorite new bands. And if you're in a band, share your music on that group. You know, that's where the people are dying to hear about new rock music because we're all trying to keep it alive.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you know, like Jay Shabluski last week turned you on to a band. And then, you know, like several times the Fresh Blood picks wind up as suggestions from listeners of the show. So, yeah. we're happy to take your suggestions. Always happy to get turned on to new music.
Heck yeah, and sometimes Fresh Blood picks end up being in our top albums of the year at the end.
Yep.
So it's pretty cool, man. I love that. So I guess we'll keep it rocking here. I've got one. I know, Chris. I sent this to you. I knew you were going to love it. Everybody remembers my awesome friend Cal Hintz that came on the show with us a few weeks back on Friday Night Live. We had such a good time. The man who inspired my style. And talking about inspiration from our small town in central Wisconsin was our rock hero, Jeff Sandbaum. We sung his praises when Cal was on the show with us because, man, this was a guy we looked up to, and he was like the number one most awesome rock and guitar player in all the land when we were growing up. And he's been in a few different projects. I think you guys remember me a few years ago playing a band called the Mad Mad Ones, and everybody loved that. Well, he's got a new little project going on, and it's called The Bomb Squad. It's spelled B-O-M. When you look it up, you found the umlauts, you got the right band. Heck yeah. So I'm always excited when Jeff's working on something new, so I was stoked when he sent this to me. Features Eric Ackerman on guitars, Alec Martin on drums, Zach Zeitler on bass, and our friend Jeff Sandbaum on guitar and vocals. It's kind of a punk rock thing. I know the punk rockers are going to love this one. But check out the way it kind of changes from the Ramones to Thin Lizzy to back into the Ramones there for a minute. You're going to love it. This is The Bomb Squad and a song called Goddamn Vampires.
Damn.
for the band after my own heart.
I knew you would love that. Well, as soon as I heard it, I immediately sent it to you and was like, you got to check this out. It's got a little bit of Ramones, a little bit of Thin Lizzy. This is right up your alley.
Yeah, it's fucking great. Love it.
Heck yeah. So they've been releasing singles. They followed that up with a song called No Soup For You. Check them out on your social medias, on the Facebook and all that good stuff. The Bomb Squad, B-O-M. And then if you are in Central Wisconsin and you need your guitar repaired or restored, or if you want an exclusive custom build, you got to go to the Sandbaum Guitar Company in Wausau, Wisconsin. Your guitar will be in wonderful hands, and you will love it more than you ever have before if you let Jeff Sandbaum work on it for a minute, or let the man build you a custom. He's an artist, and you're going to love it. I love the fact that he's still rocking after all these years. Keep it up, Jeff, and we'll keep spinning it on the Decibel Geek podcast.
And the whole No Soup For You thing is a Seinfeld reference, so I like them even more.
There you go. Go check out that song, too. And I'm sure they got more coming. It's good stuff.
Cool. All right, so for my next one, there's a real upswing in like quality Southern rock type bands these days. And with bands like the Georgia Thunderbolts, Duskota, Stone Whiskey, and some others, I think bands like Blackberry Smoke and the Rival Sons have kind of set a nice precedent that's resulted in a lot of great newer bands. And one of those bands is a band called Fortune Child. And I stumbled on this group a few days ago, and I'm really loving what I've heard so far. They hail from Jacksonville, Florida. They combine elements of old 70s bands like Zeppelin, Humble Pie, and Lynyrd Skynyrd. And additionally, the songwriting is really unique, as well as the old school production. I think you're going to like this. Check out this song here. It's called Far.
You
sounds like it could have come out, you know, 40 years ago, and that's from their album Close to the Sun. The full-length album's already out. You can check that out on Amazon. Also, follow the band at fortunechildmusic.com. But, yeah, I really, really love that song.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Very unique. Can't really put my finger, because a lot of times you'll say, well, you know, it's a blend of this and that, and with a little bit of this mixed in. That one's kind of tough to call because it's so unique and different. It's, yeah, I mean, I like that. I'm intrigued by it. I want to hear more.
Yeah, and I've listened to several other songs on the record, and yeah, I really like it. I think I'll be buying that one on Amazon.
Nice. That's what it's all about, keeping it rocking. And that's what we're going to do. I got one more pick, and this one is pretty cool too, man. I think everyone's going to really like this one a lot. Now, unfortunately, I don't know a whole lot about the band. I do know they're from Sydney, Australia, and they've been around for a minute, but they broke up for a while. But then they decided, we got to get it back together. So they hooked up with Golden Robot Records. They got a new one coming out on March 29th. So if you dig this, go check out Golden Robot Records and keep up with all the cool stuff they got coming out all the time. But in the meantime, check this out. I think you're really going to dig it a lot. This is a band called Flicker Tail and a song called Don't You Let Me Let You Down.
Out the corner of her eye, asked if I knew it was rude to intrude without first saying hi. So I showed her the scars on my knuckles, said, see, I'm a real tough guy. She laughed and my backbone buckled, my hands ran wet and my mouth went dry. And I said, give me another minute, then another 59. I could be your misdemeanor, but I'll never be Mr. Right. So maybe you're not quite sober, shouldn't you be getting home? 'Cause I think that your night might be over, but take me with you when you go. I said, don't you let me let you down. I can see you getting upset, 'cause I've been less than perfect, babe. Don't you let me let you down. Things seem like they're working, but it's less and less certain day by day. Through me, like I was so much cellophane, or a salad with extra halloumi at breakfast the next day. And with a right hook look, she fixed me, and her gaze is set to stun and absorb with the thoughts of embracing and all that embraces might become. I said, don't you let me let you down. I can see you getting upset, 'cause I've been less than perfect, babe. Don't you let me let you down. When things seem like they're working, it's less and less certain. Don't you let me let you down. Don't you let me let you down. Don't you let me let you down. Seems like it's working, but it's less and less certain.
Think of that.
That's my favorite thing you picked this week.
It's pretty cool, man. It, you know what it reminds me of? It makes me think of like if Glenn Hughes wrote this song for them. Now, it doesn't sound like Glenn Hughes, but it sounds like a Glenn Hughes written song. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can hear that.
It's got that certain, you know, Hughes-ness to it. I don't even know how to explain it. But when I hear it, it reminds me of somebody else doing a Glenn Hughes song. And that's a huge compliment coming from me, because I'm a huge Glenn Hughes fan, not just as an awesome bass player, an amazing singer, but one of the best songwriters in my lifetime. I know that's right. So these guys got something good going on.
Well, and I hear that, and I also hear some Thin Lizzy stuff with the double guitar stuff. And but the big thing for me was, like, who the fuck produced this? Because it sound like it's some of the best, like, instrument separation I've ever heard in a production, especially from a kind of an indie band. Like, the sound quality on this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Whoever produced this deserves a Grammy. It's that good.
Nice.
I loved it. I think it's, I can't wait to check out more of their stuff. I really thought it was great.
That's what it's all about. Fresh blood right here on the Decibel Geek Podcast, turning you on to the very latest in rock and metal music happening in the world around you. We're doing the work for you, and we're making it look easy.
Yeah. So, we got one more, and I got the play out song today. Oh. And, it wouldn't be a Fresh Blood episode without a band from Sweden, right?
I've been waiting all episode to hear this song because I freaking love it.
So it's a band called Battering Ram. They formed in Filipstad, Sweden in 2021. Straight-ahead rock band that has a sound that kind of harkens back to the early 80s of European, you know, hard rock and metal, but it still sounds fresh and vital for today. You can learn more about them, including their hard-to-pronounce names, at battering-ram.com. And this is a single released this past year. It's Battering Ram with Down, and we'll see you next week.